This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to the show. I'm Jeremy Shear.
I'm El Jordano Diablo.
And you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred.
And I'd like to thank the Cleveland Institute of Art, the reason so many of us has had to deal with a different type of student.
That's right. Some people's post-high school experience involves on-the-job training for a profession with the world's highest failure rate.
Art.
That's right, art. And joining us this week to talk about his hatred of art students is comedian Sam LaTourette.
Oh, hey guys. Thanks for having me.
We're proud to have you.
Really?
Wow. Hey, Jeremy, I just got to go ahead and say sorry for fucking up the intro.
Oh, that's okay.
It won't be the first and it won't be the, well, it is the first, but okay. It won't be the last.
Jordan's first fuck up. Mark that on your calendar, folks.
First of many? Is that like
premonition? Like, maybe the first of today.
Yeah. But let's not keep tally. I don't want to get your self-esteem to a point where you don't want to do this anymore. So
Good point.
Well, while we're thinking, I would like to thank Jeremy for calling me a comedian.
Well, you know, you did smoke Joe Whalen at the last show you were at. And, you know.
That's a good way to walk out, though. Oh, just right, fucking yeah. Eat somebody else and then just be like, I'm done.
That's it. Yeah.
I'm done.
I feel like Joe, like, cowered away. He didn't even talk to anybody after the show and just kind of left.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since.
So as we have established, Sam LaTourette, somewhat well-versed in the ways of hatred.
Right.
So now that we've established who you are, what you do, Sam, why do you hate art students?
Why do I hate art students? I feel like I shouldn't hate art students a lot of the time because I feel like I should have been one and just never became one.
I agreed with you up until you said I should have been one. Okay. I don't think I ever should have been
right,
one.
No, okay,
but,
right.
Like, I feel bad for hating on them sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe it's a jealousy thing, and I feel like I've, like, exclusively dated girls that have gone to art school.
Okay.
And so that's built in there somewhere. My current girlfriend's an art student, so I hope she doesn't ever hear this.
Do you hate your girlfriend?
You know, like, as much as you can hate a girlfriend, I guess.
Okay.
So.
I mean, well, that's a broad... I mean, as much as you can hate a girlfriend, I've known people who fucking... It doesn't seem like you hate your girlfriend.
No, I don't hate her, I guess.
But I know people that do hate their girlfriends.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they art students?
They probably are.
Yeah, probably.
That's, you know, it happens. But, so yeah, you should have been an art student. What would you say to the thought that as an open mic comedian, you're basically an art student?
Right. It's pretty much the same idea. You know, it's trying something that's never going to get you anywhere and hoping for the best. Why? I mean, this is supposed to be about irrational hatred, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it is an irrational hatred.
But I feel it's founded. I mean, like, I feel that there's plenty of reasons to hate those people.
There's plenty of reasons to hate them. Let's explore those reasons.
Okay.
I
mean, I feel it worries me because, I mean, art, I feel like if you're going to school for art, art in general is something you're supposed to find your own voice in and express your own opinions. And I feel like a lot of the time people that go to art school end up getting lumped all together and it's like a hive mind kind of thing. And it becomes, you know, the ideas aren't theirs. It's, you know, a collective idea and you get lost in it.
Well, I don't sit there. I never have tried to like portray myself as somebody who understands art because in a sense you kind of, that's a personal thing. Like, some people could like I hate Andy Warhol.
Okay.
Like, I don't like Andy Warhol. I think he's a fucking hack. Or was a hack. He's dead. Whatever. But, like, you got Andy Warhol, and, like, I don't understand it. I don't get what people like about it. He took fucking pictures of Marilyn Monroe and added colors to it. I don't get it. I don't get why that's fucking art, but to some people it is. Now, you look at Jackson Pollock, which is, like, to me, fucking genius, but other people are like, it's just fucking it's just paint on it, right, splattering right. on a fucking canvas. So what my point is like, you can't teach art.
I mean, that's two different styles of art. So do you feel that art school produces just one thing?
In a way. I mean, there are, like, obviously you're going to have, like, different levels that come out of it. But yeah, I mean, it's you're getting graded on it. So it turns down to, like, you know, what your professor at the end of the day wants. That's going to be the best art that comes out of art school is. So it's not a creative idea necessarily. It's the what some man or woman thinks is the creative idea, I guess.
Well, the thought that I have behind that is, isn't the purpose of art school to learn how to monetize your creations?
Probably, yeah. How to get a job in art.
Okay, so are they, do you know, your girlfriend's an art student. You've obviously had to deal with the fallout from, you know, a bad grade or, you know, the celebratory bang after a good grade.
Right, right.
So what does she feel when she gets a bad grade? Like, what's going on there?
Well, I mean, that's interesting because, like, one of her, she's, like, in her last year now, and one of her classes, there was only one other student, and the other dude dropped the class. Hmm. So now when she gets critiqued, there's nobody. It's just,
how is, that's just
the professor.
Tutoring. That's
right.
Not even a fucking
right.
class.
Exactly.
That's
like, that's
tutoring.
How she feels about it. Like, she's,
$3,000 for tutoring.
Right. Yeah. You sit in a room with some other guy and he tells you, like, oh, yeah, good art or bad art.
Well, no.
Or,
and, like, that's the thing is, like, what you're saying is, like, I find that super, like, that's really fucking dumb because, like, what you said, it's like, okay, it's to monetize what you do. And, like, I dated a girl who was an art student and, like, she is good at what she did. Like, she wasn't bad at it, but she, like, like, her thing was etching copper plates.
Right.
And I'm like, where? Like, I straight up said to her the one time, which caused a fight, but it was like, I was like, who's gonna buy this? And she's like, it's not about who's buying it. I'm like, well, you're paying fucking,
like, a lot of money.
A lot of money to go learn how to monetize it. So I think that matters.
Does a degree help you to monetize your art?
I don't think so.
I think it does, just because, I mean, that's the plus side of art school, I think, is the connections you make. And
okay.
All right, fair enough.
So, I mean,
fair
somebody,
enough.
Like, you know, those professors that, you know, they might know somebody who, you know, can...
is into what you do.
Right, yeah, you can etch copper plates for, you know, their kid or something for a birthday party.
Like, all right. Yeah, art school leading to birthday parties. One could say that Clown College could accomplish the same thing.
Right.
So, you know, it sounds like you're not a fan of the process. You know, what people have to go... And I can understand that. I've lived with an art student before.
Okay.
We've destroyed projects out in the metro parks.
And that's fun, though. I mean, that's yeah. art, right?
Yeah, he got a bad grade, so we went out to the metro parks and put on voodoo glow skulls and destroyed all his stuff. And, you know, it was cathartic for him. But at the end of the day, he didn't go through with the entire process. He's now a vice principal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I found that many of the art students that I know don't complete the process. Because at the end of art school, what is waiting for you?
Yeah, nothing really. Yeah, you become, like, jaded. That's, yeah. Most of the art students I know are, like, jaded before, you know, halfway through the
yeah,
whole thing.
Well, don't speak to me about fucking jaded when, when your parents are fucking footing the bill for you to go to art school. They're pretty much essentially footing the bill for you to fuck off for
yeah,
at least 4 years.
At least 4 years, right.
So, like, and there's no guarantee that you're going to fucking make any money. There's no guarantee unless you go get a job as an art teacher, which is, like, kind of a double-edged sword because, like, sure, an admirable profession... However, you're trying to teach people art, which,
right.
in my opinion, personally, you can't teach people how
no, that's
to do.
What you said. And basically, I mean, if you, that's the way you fall in, I mean, that's your profession out of it. You're basically teaching more people how to fail at what
exactly.
you couldn't do yourself.
Yeah. It sounds like an art school diploma is just as worthless as a liberal arts diploma, except
oh, yeah.
with cooler clothes.
Right. Yeah. That's about right.
Or a high school diploma.
Yeah. Right now, everything's worthless. Yeah, so...
This is a nihilist podcast.
Everything is awful.
Burn it all down.
Mm. Yeah, so you've seen the process negatively affect the people that you hang out with, but
right.
what has it done to them personally? How does being in art school change who they are as an individual that makes them hateable?
Yeah. I mean, again, it has to do with the being jaded about pretty much nothing at that point. They're mad. It is. They're mad at the process. They're mad at the fact that they, you know, they spent all their parents' money and they expect great things at the end of it, and instead nothing, nothing comes out of it.
Now, do you find a lot of the art students you know are privileged?
Yes, all of them.
All of them, 100%.
I don't think I've ever met an art student that came from, like, negative circumstance. Sounds like a bad way to put that, but, like, you know, like, underprivileged.
Not the greatest circumstances. Right. Yeah. I mean, I know people that have, you know what I mean? That, like, but, I mean, they still come from, at the very least, lower middle class.
Right,
you
right.
know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be...
Art school isn't somebody's ticket out of the projects.
No, never.
No, no. And that's the fucked up thing, dude, is, like, if you think about it, like, if you think about art in the projects, mm-hmm. like, you know, a lot of graffiti, you know, like, all that stuff. Like, dudes who get really fucking good at that stuff, who deserve a better education, are still sitting there in the fucking projects while some dipshit is paying $100,000 for an quote-unquote education.
So... Yeah, it sounds like that that education would just introduce them into you know, a world that they're not really ready for, where they're not really learning anything that's going to prepare them for, you know, when they eventually have to go back to
right.
the projects.
Right.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing. I don't know. It sounds to me like you think it's a waste of money.
Well, it is. I mean, it is a waste of money.
I couldn't agree more.
It's not going to, yeah, I don't know.
I mean it's
art,
just...
Art is, it's always going to be there, and if you're meant to be an artist, you can probably figure it out without paying
whatever. Well, I liken it to, like, dudes, like, we all know people in bands.
Right.
Like, yeah. those are artistic fucking people.
For sure.
Like, and especially the ones who are really good at it, and they, like most of the really good musicians I know... It never went to school to learn. I mean, I know some classically, like,
right.
What's the word I'm looking for? Classically trained guitar players, but they're no better than the people I know that write their own shit.
Yeah.
And
but we all know people in bands that suck all the dicks and still want you to come to their shows
more often than not. But
leading back into this, what's the worst art school project that you've had to be a part of?
Whoa. The worst art school project. That's a tough question. That I've actually physically had to be a part of, or like something that I've watched.
It can be something you've watched, something that you've participated in, something that you've had to, like an installation you had to go to.
Right.
Anything of that nature. What's the worst thing that you've seen?
There was maybe that's the worst. It was a kid's final project. He was at CIA. And mm-hmm. his whole final project, he had designed all the planets out of paper mache, and then he got really fucked up on cocaine and just smashed them all in front of people, in front of his professors. And
see, to me, that's right? art. That's right. Fucking brilliant.
So was it originally supposed to be a performance piece?
No, it wasn't. I mean,
coke.
It turned into one.
I mean, I've done some fucked up things on cocaine as well.
Okay.
So $60,000 and your final project is paper mache.
Yeah, and breaking it in front of people, and then you pass.
It's funny, yeah. I remember doing paper mache in, like, first grade.
Yeah, it sounds... Maybe it's an update of a first grade project.
Yeah. But yeah, and then he passes, and then, yeah, now he has an art degree.
Dude, that's the other thing, is, like, okay, so going back to, like, what we were talking about with fucking just art students in general... The pretentious bullshit behind what he just said.
Right.
I'm going to make a paper mache fucking... What do they call that? Like, when you do the universe, there's a name for it.
Oh, what are those called?
When you...
I don't know. All yeah. I can think of is solar system.
So, right. That's the one. That's the words I was looking for. Nailed it. I mean, dude, that is such a fucking cop-out, man.
Right, right.
Paper mache solar system? Suck yeah. a dick.
Smash dude. It. Smash it, give me an A. And,
yeah, no. I mean, he should have got me A for doing the cocaine and smashing it, not what he did before.
Did he do the cocaine in public, or did he fuck off to the bathroom?
No, it was private. It was private.
Okay. Yeah.
That wasn't, it wasn't performance art. So.
Okay. So it just became performance. That's actually, you know what, that doesn't sound like a terrible thing at all.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, I like crazy stuff like that.
But, you know, like, the whole idea behind it, like, I mean, he felt... You know, he just had pretentious, and he was pretentious enough to think that would get him a passing grade, I guess. I don't know.
And, like, that,
Are you doing the projects to get the grade, or are you doing the projects...
You're usually doing the projects to get the grade. In my experience, I don't know.
That's, I mean, to me, that's just so stupid. I mean, like, when you asked me, like, last night, like, you got, like, and you think of something, like, it wasn't a project. It was just more or less, like, I got invited. This is one time my buddy Brandon... He was like, hey, dude, come to this party with me on, is it Hessler or Kessler?
Hessler.
Yeah. Hessler. He's like, come to this party with me. And I'm like, dude. And he's like, it's people I go to school with. And I'm like, dude. Like, and I was already a couple years older than Brandon. He was a couple years older than these kids. And they're all like 21, something like that. We show up to this party. And it's fucking exactly what you would think it would be. There's somebody, quote, end quote, DJing it. There's like 30 fucking people there. It's like, you'd be better off just plugging in an iPod and not playing MGMT. And so, like, I go up to the dude, quote, end quote, DJing this thing. And he's like, and I was like, hey, man. I was like, play some Chip the Ripper. He's like, what's that? I immediately was like, fuck you. Yeah,
fuck this
place.
Like,
I don't like this already. So, like, he went to the bathroom, so I got on his fucking computer, and I got kicked out of that party. And I brought, like, a 30 rack there. So on my way out, as I'm getting kicked out by 21-year-old kids,
right.
I grabbed my 30 rack and another 12-pack that was sitting next to it. And we got drunk on the way home. So that wasn't really a project, but it was just, like, my introduction to a bunch of fucking art students that I
Okay.
sucked.
Did you hate it because it was MGMT?
Or... That might have something to do with it. Yeah. I mean, we all liked that one song, but...
Yeah, well, yeah, Nick Fleming, host of the Gyro, covers kids every week.
Okay.
That's his deal.
Right on.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, like, the first art school party I went to, I mean, it's when I was going to school at Case, and, like, you know, as a Case student, you hate the art kids because... At that point,
because
you think
you're smarter than them.
Well, no, well, yeah, but you think they're doing like you think they're following their passion, and then you meet them and you realize they aren't. But they would invite us to their parties, and me and my buddy that you guys just met when you picked me up, actually, we would go to the parties and ruin their artwork, and then get kicked out of the parties. Like we got kicked out of so many parties for like kicking people's canvases in and like
modern punk rock,
right?
Man,
yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah,
dig
we were having a lot of fun, and then those kids didn't like us. So there's an irrational hatred, I guess. Like we. Just hated
what,
them.
What did you see in those canvases that said, I have to destroy this?
Just everything that I wasn't. I mean, it seemed like they were having fun in college, and I wasn't having fun in college. And
well, you like, and you say, what do you see in those canvases? You don't see the art.
No.
You see them.
Exactly. So, yeah,
and
I didn't.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I didn't like them. So, yeah, we'll just kick it, spill beer all over it, and, you know, not have
fuck
to show up to their parties
painting.
Anymore.
Okay, so we've established that you felt these kids were having the exact opposite college experience
right.
you were, and that kind of led to something in your head that was like, fuck these people. But what else about them, like, specifically just made your insides turn when you look at them?
Again, it's just like that they all, again, I feel like you're supposed to go to art school to find your own voice, and instead you get lumped together and everyone, they click. You know, it's a new clique, and they're the art kids, but they're I don't know, nothing that they have to say is like an original idea, and
so they're appropriating older ideas.
Pretty much, I mean, but that's, that's school in general.
Maybe
it's not art school. Maybe.
That's life in general.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even as punk rock as you know any of us think we are, you know, we're
that's a good way to put that.
Yeah. You know,
we definitely
we're,
think that about ourselves.
We're appropriating, you know. Elements of fashion and elements of philosophy that have been done before. We're just organizing them in new ways. Aren't they doing kind of the same thing?
Kind of, but it I don't know. It seems... I don't know how to put it, I guess.
It seems like they're paying for the privilege to be able
to be able to do it. Yeah.
You know, something that just crossed my mind was like, we have... It's a good point to play devil's advocate with that because it makes you think about it yourself. It's like, me and Sam, you know, whatever you... We all fucking had the... audacity to call them pretentious people, but
right.
we're being pretentious.
Yeah. No, we're
right
sitting
now.
In a living room just talking shit about them instead. Like, yeah.
It's not, but however, I will say this: it's not shit I haven't said to art students
right,
before.
Right.
Like, I've called them out. I
exactly,
don't care.
Right? Yeah.
Doesn't bother
like,
me.
Like I said, like a majority of my ex girlfriends have all been art students. Like, yeah, this is not something new.
What was the key thread amongst those girls that attracted you to them?
Again, that they went to school and were doing something different, and they seemed happy.
So was it the happiness that
yeah.
attracted you?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, the opposite of
like,
anything
oh,
I'm
I
doing.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah.
And then you quickly realize you're never going to have it.
Right. So then you just make them unhappy.
And then, then you break up.
Yeah, how many art students did you ruin?
We'll go with like 8. I'll say 8
wow.
at this point.
Yeah. Wow. I've dated plenty of girls, but I've only 3 is like what I've actually been in relationships with. I couldn't.
So it's 3 and like, but that's not even how many you've ruined.
No,
so.
And only, and you know what, oddly though, 2 out of the 3 of them are art students.
Okay.
It's not surprising.
No.
That was always my fallback for a long time. Like, if I ever got into a relationship with a girl who wasn't in art school, usually she would be the one that would, like, destroy me and crush me. And then as soon as that relationship would end, I'd try to find, like, a new 22-year-old art student. So, like, you know, usually, like, the new graduates. So they're like, lost in the world almost.
So you really get these girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know. Do you hate everything you fuck?
I think so. I think so.
I'll put it this way. He has an Alkaline Trio and is that Hot Water Music tattoo put together.
Yeah.
I have an Alkaline Trio tattoo and a Bouncing Souls tattoo on the same arm.
Yeah, right.
So we really don't have any room to talk.
No.
Yeah. You really don't.
Yeah. I got that tattoo when I was 16 years old.
I got my Alkaline Trio when I was 18, yeah. So...
My older sister convinced a tattoo artist in Oxford, Ohio, that she was my mom. And
that's fucked up.
My older sister's only 3 years older than me. So.
Wow.
A girl I dated went to, you know what, it's past the statute of limitations. She went to Finest Lions in Willoughby when she was like 16, and they didn't even like card her because she would get tattoos in hard-to-reach places that they wanted to see.
I shouldn't be laughing at that, but it's pretty funny.
It's funny.
I mean, you know, I was really young when I dated her, so
it wasn't
a huge deal.
What are you, like 60, 70 now?
I feel 60, 70, but no. Significantly younger than
that. Not yet.
No, not there yet. Like, I know I've got the dad attitude going on, but I'm not.
You're not that old.
It's okay, Jeremy. I'm fat. I'm probably gonna die before you anyway.
Wow.
I don't know, it's a race.
Yeah, at this point, between the 3 of us, who's gonna live to be the longest?
Who's gonna live the longest, man?
Email thehateflow@gmail.com. Who's gonna die first? Samuel Hotzeret, El Hordano Diablo, Jeremy Shear.
We'll bring Sam back on. Yeah. I mean, assuming one of us isn't dead yet.
Right,
but I mean, if one of me and Jeremy dies, you just take
I take the seat.
Yeah, right. Inaugural episode kind of thing, you know.
The hate keeps flowing.
Exactly. The hate has to keep flowing. So, we've established that you hate these girls that you sleep with.
Yeah, right.
And you have to destroy them. We've established that you hate the process.
Right.
What is it about the culture, you know, you've established that you don't like the fact that it seems like they're trying to build something creative and express themselves, but it's obvious that's not what they're doing. But there's got to be something else there. Is it the mindset when they interact in a group?
That brings it back to them, the air of being pretentious, and they always, I don't know, you guys know art students, maybe? Mm-hmm. And
Yeah, right? Yeah,
when they're in a room, they kind of, like, try to take over, and just, they seem better than everybody, and they'll, if I was an art student, I'd start pointing out things on the wall right now, and be like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And, they never really have anything to say. Like, I mean, I sound like an art student right now.
I think that's a student thing in general, because if you hang around College Town, like I live in Kent, as much as I have, you notice that students, as soon as they learn a new opinion and adopt it,
start spitting it out at you.
Oh, no, and the thing, though, is like the key word there is opinion. It's art. Art is fucking subjective, dude. It's like comedy. It's like music. It's subjective.
Yeah. The group pretension, like, is especially prevalent amongst comedians, though, man.
Yeah, for sure. It is.
I mean, you know, a good example of that is Chad Weaver's 21st birthday party. Chad had some of his friends show up that were not comedians.
Oh, really? Whoa.
And they were just... aliens.
I'm sure.
To everyone
else
at the party.
Yeah.
See, that's bullshit to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of it is age difference.
Sure.
Because, you know, Chad's 21, his friends were around the same age, and then you've got all these, you know, mid-20s to late 30s guys hanging out.
Right.
Mostly guys.
Yeah. I mean, there were probably, I want to say, 4 lady comics there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, when was this? When did
this was?
I always think Chad's like 16 years old still.
Chad Weaver is perpetually 16 years old.
He perpetually looks 16. I've seen him when he grew his beard out a little bit, and it was disconcerting. But you know, it was in July, but
okay.
You know, you notice a kind of, and even amongst comedians, there's a difference between people that have been doing it for a long time. Because there's this bitterness that happens, and then there's the bitterness that comes with, you know, just being stuck in the same place. So do you think that part of that pretentiousness stems from the bitterness and realization that maybe they're not doing?
That maybe, like, they have to be pretentious because this is, like, that's as far as they're ever going to get. Like, this is their chance to do that?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah.
Or you could fuck off and actually go do something.
Right.
Fucking making everybody else miserable.
Right. Make art and try that. But,
well, I mean, that's what they're trying to do. I mean, it seems to me that you're paying for the privilege to network, and then you get ingrained into that culture. But is there a difference between art school culture and actual, like, artist culture? Because, as I said, there's comics, as many things as they are, they're artists. And
right.
They have a lot of the same damage. So is it just being an artist that makes you
that
shitty?
That might be it, actually. I mean, because if you, like, talk about actual, like, art culture at that point, it's probably pretty much the same as, like, being in art school. I mean, it's like almost like a pay-to-play.
So you're talking about hipsters?
Yeah, in a way.
You're talking about hipsters?
It's maybe.
Do I hate hipsters?
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. All that hipsters are just art students without a degree.
Okay.
I mean, or they have the degree and didn't do shit with it, so they hang out at the fucking Happy Dog 9 times a week and... Not bagging on everybody that does that, but, like, most of my friends that do that aren't art students. They're just drunks.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's important to have drunks. I mean, they're more... Jordan raised his hand,
I mean,
which is his second fuck-up, because you can't do that on a podcast.
No one can see that.
But if I can make you guys laugh, you know, that's worth it. But, like, no. I mean, granted, I've calmed down quite a bit in the last year, but, like...
Wait, didn't you, like, flip a car over or something?
I might have flipped a car over.
Might have. Allegedly.
Allegedly. And there was allegedly weed brownies in the back.
Oh, allegedly.
The fuck out of there.
Okay.
Allegedly.
That didn't happen.
That was an art project that Jordan did.
You know, let's expand the pool. How do you feel about culinary art students?
Ah, wow. I don't know. It's basically the same idea, right?
I mean, yes and no. Have you worked? You've worked in kitchens.
That's all I've ever done.
So, I mean, like, the thing is, like, the difference, and I don't know if it's a difference or whatever. I'm curious as to what he's going to think about this. Cooking, if you do it and you don't love it, fuck you. Like, you have to, like, to do it professionally, you
right.
absolutely have to love it and love every single aspect of it.
Okay. I think you can carry that over to art.
You can, yeah.
Because do you notice that you find a lot of people that are art students that this is their one shot at actually going to college?
The only thing they could be good at? Yeah.
But they're not doing it because they love it. They're doing it because...
It's like trade school at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that, too.
I mean, but at the same time, like, because... And I hope she never hears this because she's still a good friend of mine. But, like, the girl that I dated who was, like, full-fledged art student, like, that's what she went for, blah, blah, blah. Like, I hope she never fucking listens to this because she's going to fucking murder me. But, like... She's not the smartest person. She's very intelligent, like, book smart wise, but, like, on, like, a just a person to person level, like, she doesn't take.
She's socially retarded?
Yeah, I guess that's one way of putting it. I mean, she's a super nice person, but she doesn't know how to deal with people.
Is she an Aspie?
No, she's not. No,
really?
She's not. No. She's just super timid. She's like okay. really fucking timid. And like I feel like if you're gonna be an artist, like you I mean you can be timid or whatever, but like you have to express outwardly somehow.
Right. I mean, isn't a part of the process though of creating it that you're expressing yourself through your art, especially if you're not capable
of expressing like vocally. Or yeah. Like, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I know a lot of people like that. You know, people that pop into mind immediately are people that constantly post on Facebook about being an introvert.
I hope nobody likes this.
I mean, dude, that's a very, like, it's a very fine line to toe. Like, where it's like, I mean, because, like, I mean, like, I can be super outward and extrovert. But, like, also, like, 4 days out of the week, if I want to, when I get off work, that's my time. If I don't want to hang out with anybody, I'm going to sit in my fucking house and smoke pot.
And there you go.
But that's a very good point.
Yeah. I mean,
can introverts be on social media? Is that?
I think introverts be extroverts? Is the real question.
I mean, yeah, introverts can be on social media. That's the safe way to interact for a lot right. of people. I mean, a lot of people. A lot of people belong on the internet. I mean, that's their home. You know, they can't interact on a person-to-person level, but if you put that screen in front of them so they have that barrier,
okay,
it's perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can argue whether or not that's a good thing in the long run. You know, it's created some problems, definitely. But, it's a good like, outlet for a lot of people.
Right. I mean, because then you can, like, express, like, you can be that extroverted part of you without, again, it's the safe way to do it, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have, the internet has created a giant safe space for introverts.
Yeah, speaking of safe, that's another problem I have with fucking art students.
What's that?
Political correctness. Now they're martyrs for that shit, dude.
Have you dated a lot of art students?
Right.
You've experienced the culture. Is that a big part of it?
I mean, in a classroom setting, yeah, I feel like it is. The people themselves aren't necessarily the most PC people.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like on like a day-to-day basis, no. But again, yeah, they probably do censor themselves in the class. Again, that's why it's all bullshit. But yeah, no,
But that's like the whole thing is like, I mean, you say like in a classroom setting, sure, whatever. But like, I mean, like, not that I'm going to go drop the word faggot. It's just not a word I fucking use. Like, it's just not.
Right.
But like, I'm not going to, like, if I call somebody a bitch, like, I've had more art students tell me not to do that than other people. And it doesn't make any fucking sense to me because a lot of the dude, like, not all of them, I'm not going to generalize all of them, but, like, a good portion of male art students that I know are fucking scumbags.
Right,
like,
who
are predators.
Yeah. Hashtag not all men.
Hashtag mansplaining. Which is another term I hate.
Predatory male art students. Yeah, that's definitely, that's a thing. That's a thing.
Which is another thing I don't like about it. Like, that's a whole other thing I don't like about it.
Oh man, yeah, we can relate that back to stand-up comedy too, if we really want.
Oh
to.
Well,
let's stick to art students. Stick to art students.
Just making a comparison.
Yeah, it's a very valid comparison. TheHateFlow@gmail.com.
Do you want to kill Sam LaTourette for outing you?
Probably.
Don't kill Sam for
that. No, me and Jeremy will kill you.
Yeah.
No, there's reasons to kill me. That shouldn't be the one.
But predatory male art students. But it's, you know, from what you've been saying, it seems, I don't know, you haven't, it hasn't, you said you've dated these girls,
right.
So it's not necessarily that you're preying on them.
No.
It's just your type.
It is.
So,
but also, I mean, I also said that I go for the ones that have recently graduated. So I guess that I did kind of, maybe I've outed myself here.
As a predator?
No, maybe.
Well, how long have you been with your current girlfriend?
8 months.
8 months?
So it's not like a short term. It's never like short term. It's never like, you know.
Maybe I should start banging art students.
Yeah, it's fun.
So like I'll hit 30 and be like, no, I'm strictly graduated art students. It's my thing now.
Yeah. Single moms was mine for a while. But.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeremy and his MILFs. God damn it.
No, it's less like only I would call them MILFs. Like I would not call them MILFs with a Y.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't want to fuck them.
Yeah. I've been down that road before. Not that specific one, but a similar road. A parallel road.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that? MJWF, Mother's Jeremy Woodfuck.
Yeah. Instead of... Yeah, pretty much.
Or MJCF, no. Mother's Jeremy Can Fuck.
Could.
Can. Yeah. That's more accurate. That doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Yeah, no, it's not, yeah.
But did they roll off your tongue?
You could say that, yeah. You could definitely say that. All right, so I think we've figured it out. You're jealous of them,
right,
to an extent.
The problem's me, I think, is like what it's going to boil down to.
Okay, so you as a person just clash inherently with the system that has been set up to churn out basically just more art students.
Right, more.
It just creates a cycle of more and more
creative. I'm breaking the rules here now. I'm doing things with my hands. Creative people.
Okay, but it is a large industry. There, CIA is not the only art school in town.
Oh no, no,
no, it's not.
There's like, what's that little small tiny design college
Virginia
in Lake
Marty College Marty. Of Design?
Right, and they just didn't
a
they
future
just
future guest has gone there.
Really?
Yeah.
They just rebranded them. They don't call themselves the Virginia Marty School of Art and Design anymore. They call themselves like WMCAD. Like they try to make it seem more legitimate than it is.
But also at the same time, like my friends who graduated from there, like they went on to do really cool things.
Okay.
I don't think it has a fucking thing to do with where they went to
right,
school, though.
Right.
They're just talented people. Excuse me. They're talented people.
Yeah. So, yeah, but you know, art students do have a valuable role to play in society. For instance, the logo that you are currently looking at, done by an art student.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Thank you, Sam.
The savings are amazing. And, you know, and there are jobs to be had out of art school.
Oh, of course. Like, most of the art students that I know end up working for American Greetings.
Okay.
Either doing like graphic design or just layout work. So yeah, there's jobs.
When there's a company like that,
right,
who's like willing to give a bunch of artists jobs, like fucking more power to you.
Oh,
like
for
that's
sure.
Awesome. Like I wish that was more readily available for the art students that I like, the very small percentage of them.
The good ones.
Yeah.
Would you say your girlfriend is one of the good ones?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, she does cool stuff. I mean, her art's cool. I mean,
does she do stuff outside of what she has to do?
She does. She like actually tries, you know? Like it's not
she's an artist.
It's not for the grade.
Yeah, she's an artist.
Yeah. I mean, that's like it's her thing. It's her being, you know? Like so yeah, she like I said, like I feel like a lot of them do it for the grade and she does. I mean, that's a different that's part of her, you know? She will do something for a project, but then that's all she's ever doing is making art. Like that's all she does.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So that's not an art student, that's an artist, I guess.
So she's more committed to art than you or I were to stand up.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So I think
oh, fuck yeah.
So I think what we've learned from you today is that you want people to stop being students and start being artists.
Yeah, just get out there and yeah.
I feel like that's a good moral. Like that's a good moral for this story.
That's where we've come to.
Yeah, that's weird that it's supposed to be about getting a good moral out of like just irrational hatred. Like that should be. That's how all these episodes should go, I think, right?
You figured it out.
Woo!
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us this week. Thank you very much, Sam Lotterette, for coming in and sharing your hate with us. We will be back each and every week.
So, in other words, you know, we're going to have a new guest, as always, but
right.
I don't think we'll ever find somebody who hates art students as much as Sam Lotterette.
No.
Probably not.
There is another. I won't apologize again! I'm a rampant offender! You can see right through my skin! I don't care about making this
my bro, damn my bro.